Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Go. Good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join us for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. 5A, 8th-ranked Tigers looking to rebound after a tough 3-point loss at Cedar Rapids Prairie last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's showdown at the Dome against 3rd-ranked Johnston. We'll get the latest info on the Waterloo East Trojans with their head coach, DeCarlos Anderson. East trying to bounce back after losing a rival Waterloo West last Friday. We'll talk about that game and look ahead to the Trojans' home contest this week against Des Moines North. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us and talk about the Wallhawks' season-opening win over Waterloo East and scout Friday night's game at Dubuque Hempstead. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will tell us the latest on his Class 1A 7th-ranked Sailors. Columbus started the season with an impressive win at Beckman Catholic and will play their home opener Friday against Durant. Well, we got a good show lined up. We're excited to be here. It's the second week of the high school football season, and we'll hear what the Metro coaches have to say about their teams coming up right after this. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Joining us to begin the program is the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Remmert. Cedar Falls stubbed their toe last week in their season opener, losing to Cedar Rapids Prairie 20-17, and Coach just fell behind early and just could not get over that hump.
Yeah, I think you hit it there on the head that we didn't get off to a great start. Defensively, in that first series, we had a couple chances to get off the field, and they converted on third down and converted a long run for a touchdown. And then we proceeded to fumble on the ensuing kickoff return. So, again, we had some issues there in the first quarter. We made some mistakes. Give credit to Prairie. They came out and played really well. And we found ourselves behind 13-0 in the first half. And we got to be more consistent in all phases. Offensively, too many negative plays there in the first half. And we did some things on all phases a little bit better in the second half, but it was too little too late.
All right. You were without the services of your star running back, Drake Gelhouse, rushed for over 1,400 yards last year. What is his health status right now?
You know, Drake's banged up a little bit, and it's going to be, if it was in NFL terms, I'd say he's questionable. He's going to be a week-to-week deal to see where he's at, but we're hoping to get him back and healthy, and it'd give us one more weapon, a proven weapon on the offensive side of the ball. So, again, it's going to be a week-to-week deal.
All right, and last Friday's game, Prairie, you had them on a third and long. They converted. There's a couple of missed tackles. It's 7-0, then it's 13-0. You talk about the fumble. Wrapping up was a little bit difficult for the Tigers at times.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time with tackling, and I thought at times we had them bottled up pretty good, and give that back credit. He wiggled his way out of it a little bit. We just got to be more consistent with our tackling and play snap to whistle and get it down when we can. And we got to get off the field on third down. You mentioned the third down deals. You look at their scoring plays, and a couple of them were on third and longs. It's usually a favorable down for us. So we're working on that. We're going to get better at that, and we're going to get better offensively moving the football more consistently.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, football coach with the Cedar Falls Tigers. Did you make a lot of adjustments in the second half, or is it more internal changes?
There were a few adjustments here and there, but I think it was more just making corrections to some of the plays with the, having the huddle sideline. You can look at the video. You can see some of the mistakes that you're making and you try to correct those. And I think that's the biggest thing it's not a scheme deal. Sometimes it's an execution deal and making sure everybody's on the same page and communicating with each other. And we did some things better in the second half. We ended up getting the safety. We got a great punt from Cuba Patterson, put it down at the 1 yard line. We end up getting the safety out of the deal. We come back, we score, we get it within 13-9. They scored, it was 20, and we made some good adjustments to get close within three, but like you said, it was a little bit too little too late.
All right, the Tigers fall on the road to Cedar Rapids Prairie, 20-17. Will Remmert getting most of the carries last Friday with Drake Gelhouse out of the lineup. He got banged up a little bit. Is he all right?
He banged up. He'll be fine. He bounced back and everything, and it's a deal where we ran three tailbacks in there, and we're gonna use multiple kids in those between William and Ben Backus and Drew Gertis in the backfield along with Corin Fuchman. Corin had a solid game for us as a fullback, caught a couple passes for us. So again, you're gonna see multiple kids in the backfield as we head in here into week two.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Defensively, Drew Gertis, 8.5 tackles, 2 sacks.
Yeah, and Drew's an impact player for us, and he's got to be. And he he does a lot of things for us, not only on the defensive side, but also in the kicking game on the special teams. And you saw him line up in the backfield, and we need him to make big plays. And he was in their backfield a couple times, like you mentioned, able to get some pressure on the quarterback and rattle him. And we're going to need that this week against a very, very good Johnston quarterback.
If I recall, he made a pretty good play right before the end of the first half. It was 13-0. They were in the red zone, and you guys were able to keep the Hawks off the scoreboard.
Yeah, we stepped up in a couple crucial situations, and we're able to keep more points off of the board, you know, which is a testament to the defense and kept us in the game and gave us a chance to get things changed up at halftime, make some plays, and put a few more points on the board in the second half.
All right, players of the week for Cedar Falls?
Yeah, you mentioned Drew Gertis, and he did a lot of things for us in all phases, but he had those eight and a half tackles, a couple sacks, had a couple good runs. Unfortunately, had one called back, had a 20 plus yard run in from the backfield called back, but did a good job for us there. Another kid that played real well, Andrew Lagschulte. It was nice to see him back in a uniform after a season that was cut short last year due to an injury. Played really well and consistent as a defensive tackle there, creating pressure and carrying out his assignments. And then the other kid that we want to mention was Kuba Patterson. Jake Holstein was our punter last year, so you come in with a 3-year guy that's graduated. Kuba got the nod at the punting deal. He did what was asked of him. We also put him in. You saw him on a couple kickoff returns and that. So again, Kuba did a great job, and hopefully he'll only continue to get better.
We're talking with Brad Remmer, Cedar Falls head football coach. This is the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers on this Wednesday evening. And Coach, you fall, losing your first game of the year. How much pressure does that put on the Tigers heading into week two as you face a very difficult opponent in third-ranked Johnston at the Dome?
Yeah, we got a good quality opponent coming in. Coach Woodley's got another solid squad. They were in the semifinals last year. They got a handful of those kids coming back. And I don't know if so much it's pressure, but this has got to be a learning experience for our kids. Sometimes, when you do get beat, you got to look at yourself, and everybody's got to look in the mirror and figure out what do we got to do to get better. And there's several areas once you watch the film, and those are the things we're working on. So I don't know if it's so much pressure to win, but there is a sense of urgency to go out and play better and be more consistent and give a better effort in all phases. And I think that's kind of been the theme this week is hey, let's do the things we can do, but let's do them right and do them more consistently.
Now, Johnston, you mentioned made the semis last year, but one of their losses during the regular season was to the Tigers. You shut them out. They have a very good quarterback, Will Nuss. He was in good form as they beat Waukee Northwest in their season opener 23-17 as Nuss threw three touchdown passes.
Yeah, absolutely. Will Nuss was a kid. We didn't see him last year at quarterback in week one, and they made a change at quarterback a few games into the year. He did an awesome job for him, threw for over 2,000 yards and helped lead them into the state semifinals. You may recognize the name, Chris Nuss. His dad was a Cedar Falls athlete that graduated in the late 80s, was a four-sport athlete, an all-state kid. So he comes from a good line, a family line, and he's done a great job for him. He'll sit back in the pocket, and he's pretty calm and cool and collected and is able to find his open receivers and throw it out there. He's got a great target, number 88. A kid that's 6'5", you'll see him. He's going to the University of Minnesota. He's committed already, but they'll flex him out along with some other kids. They've got a lot of weapons, so it'll be a big challenge for us defensively.
Okay, home opener for the Tigers, and no place like Dome, as you've said over the years.
Yeah, absolutely, and we got to take advantage of that home field, get our crowd. We got to get our crowd involved early. I thought we had an excellent crowd down at Prairie. A lot of people traveled well, and we got to bring those people back to the Dome and give them something to cheer about early on. And I got to give a shout out to Powers Manufacturing and Scott Kleiman and Jim Cordy, along with Kraft Packer and Keith Samville. We're going to be donning some new red uniforms, home jerseys tomorrow night. And those guys have done a great job taking care of us, getting those ready to go. And the kids I know are excited to get out and play in those on Friday night.
All right. Not high school football, college football. You and I, Iowa State on Saturday. A lot of people think the Panthers might have a good shot for an upset.
Yeah. You look, Coach Farley, I think, is going to have a pretty good team this year. And it starts with that quarterback in Theo Day. He's a good looking player. He's got a lot of weapons around him. and everything, and they got to go in with a good plan. And in Iowa State, you know, they've had a little bit of turmoil with some of the things going on within their program and some starters not going to be there. So it should be a great game, and good luck to the Panthers.
All right, question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. And what have you learned over the years when it comes to wanting to improve after week one? Are you tempted to make a lot of adjustments, or, you know, what is your thought process regarding going into the week two?
You know, I think whether you come off a win or you come off a loss, you always hear that the old saying, you make your most gains between week ones and week two. The good thing is now you have live film on your kids. It's not just a scrimmage situation. You've got true game film to evaluate, true game film to break down, and really work on the details of getting better. You're always going to add new wrinkles in week one and two, but you can't do a whole overhaul. You don't have time to put a whole new system in. So you tweak the system that you're working with, and you find out. You also have game film on your opponent that's relevant to this year and their players and their personnel. So it gives you a little bit better chance to scheme things on both sides of the ball. So I think that's the big focus is the details of what we found out that we can do well and how we build off of that. And the things that we don't do well, let's maybe push those to the side and let's figure out how we can get better in all phases and go out and play well.
Kickoff 7:15.
So it will be. There's a 5 o'clock sophomore game versus Johnston. They're going to bring a group in and kick that thing at five. I know, like you mentioned, Coach Farley, their group's going to be out of town there, so we should get that right off the bat at 5 o'clock. So you're looking 7:15 to 7:30 to kick off in the Dome for the varsity game.
All right, you can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI. Brad Remick, you're off the hot seat. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck Friday.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Brad Remick, the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we'll hear from DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. Mark Simpson with you. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live, of course, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. We just heard from Brad Remmert, the head football coach for Cedar Falls. If you missed that interview or parts of it, want to hear the entire Coach's Huddle tomorrow morning, you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. DeCarlos Anderson, nice enough to join us, the head coach for the Waterloo East Trojans. They lost their first game of the year to Waterloo West, 56-12. And coach, when it rains, it pours. It was a close game, scoreless after one quarter of play. It was 6-6, and then things just kind of snowballed on you.
Yep, I think that's just been, you know, my sentiment, you know, to the players all week is just that again. Even earlier in the game, man, I feel like we left some points on the board. And 6-6 game, 2 minutes to go into the half, and we got a young corner who took a bad route on a pretty good receiver they got, and he scored and came back out and threw an interception, and you know, we go into half down 19-6, you know. And so I think it's one of the things that for me, you know, for our guys, I just don't make too many excuses other than, you know, we had a great pregame speech by Mr. Robert Smith from Iowa, and he was talking about focus, and I think that, you know, that really kind of played into the game. Like, the team who focuses will win. And so with them getting the ball, coming back out and scoring again, we marched back down, had a fourth down conversion that I felt like we had an opportunity to make the play. The quarterback made the wrong read, and so they got it. And so after that, I think, this, like I said, the wheels fell off. You go from giving up 6 points in 22 minutes to giving up 40 points in the next 14 minutes. So it was a lot. You know.
DeCarlos Anderson joining us, the head coach of Waterloo East. Your touchdown in that first half, a pretty play. Landon Sewell hooking up with Adan Muhammad on a 48-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah. Adan's going to be he's going to be a guy for us. And so, look forward to him having a good season. And again, I think those are things that, we just have to really work on as well, because we got some other guys that can do some good things as well. So I think that a quarterback kind of relied on Landon a little too much, and that kind of came back to hurt us on later down the line. So, it's one of the things that, again, I think that, we got a chance to watch the film and see the things that we can correct, and move forward. Like I said, I think that's the biggest thing for me, is just that a lot of our mistakes aren't skill and ability. It's just, a lot of miscues, just the interceptions.
Four turnovers.
Yeah, four turnovers, all from that two-minute mark on, and they were all pretty costly, to the point to where, gave us high good field positioning and opportunity to score, so.
Yeah, you can't give an opponent a very short field to work with. Yeah. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
For you, looking at some of the guys, despite the loss, Lee Bell rushed 44 yards, also scored on an 8-yard touchdown run.
Yep. Again, I said we got some pretty good skill guys, and I'm confident in the team that we have. And again, I think that, as they said, Coach said before too, we the biggest improvement from game one to game two. And really just watching the tape, that's something that I tell people all the time. And just even for me in my earlier days, coaches say, the film don't lie, right? And so now they got to see some of the things that we were kind of yelling at them about from the sideline. And now, there's nothing like a full speed game, right? You can kind of practice and scout, different things for your opponent. But once the game happens, they're doing things a lot faster than we can actually prepare them for.
DeCarlos Anderson, nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. How's practice gone this week?
I think we had a good week. I think the focus is a lot more in tune, just because, again, like I say, win, lose, or draw, I think, West High is a good ball club, but win, lose, or draw, they weren't 40 points better than us, right? And I think the guys know that. And so now, we just come out, get ready for week two. The Moines North is coming up, and again, that's the team that we played last year that also got us. And so, we just want to prepare for them make sure that we are winning the games Monday through Thursday and not wait until Friday.
So the Polar Bears come in. They're unbeaten, 1-0. They beat Des Moines East 28-14, and they rushed for 260 yards in the game. So it sounds like they're a physical ball club.
Yep. They run a full house set, three backs in the backfield. They don't really throw the ball a lot, so. But when they do, they catch you, slipping, because, again, they just lure you sleep with running the ball so much, So, again, we just got to stay disciplined, not correct some of the mistakes that we committed in that first game, and come out there and play hard.
Defensively, is that a difficult team to prepare for?
I think it is, just because of the fact that we don't really play a lot of other teams that run that type of offense. I think the closest thing is probably, you know, Waverly, but you know, even Waverly has a lot more. You know, their offense is a lot set up a lot different than Des Moines North. So it definitely kind of goes back to just us, you know, reading our keys, make sure that we stay in discipline. Because again, even like the passes that they do, it's just kind of like, hey, Lord, you to sleep. And then the guy is running wide open downfield somewhere because, you know, everybody came up for the run. So we just got to stay disciplined, like I say, and be physical, right? Because they're going to – so anybody that runs the ball that much, just say, hey, you know, we're coming, you just got to stop us.
And defensively, they had 8.5 sacks. Do they blitz a lot? That's a lot of sacks for a high school football game.
Yep, they blitz a lot. They blitz a lot. I do think Des Moines East passed a lot. So, again, we'll definitely – get the game going on the ground as well. But, you know, Des Moines passed a lot. So, and they got some pretty good guys up front from what I've seen. I know last year they had a kid go to Iowa State and had a couple of guys coming back from last year as well. So, you know, I think that's just something that we got to prepare for.
DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach of Waterloo East, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Of course, DeCarlos played football at Iowa State, and they open up against you and I coming up on Saturday. Cyclones a little bit shorthanded. It's some guys out with the gambling allegations. What do you think about Saturday's contest?
I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be an interesting game. Again, for me, you know, naturally I'm biased.
you know, imagine that.
I think Coach Gamble's a great guy, man. And I think that, you know, for him, I know he has a next man up mentality, and I know he's very confident about the recruiting class that he's had coming in. So should be, you know, I think it should be a good game. But you know, I'm gonna have to say the Cyclones on this one.
All right. Yeah. I remember when they had the Cyclone tailgate tour. Matt Campbell's down there, and he made a beeline to DeCarlos Anderson. It was like a bro fest there.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I mean, just, you know, our relationship has really been, you know, very positive. What I do like about him is that he's really been embracing of the former players. And, like, even for me, I was a guy who was a backup, played a little bit, special teams and things of that nature. But, again, just coming from the Cyclone family, man, he's always welcomed us with open arms. And again, I think that what he's doing for the program is awesome, man. So, got nothing but love for Matt Campbell.
All right, our question of the night before we let you go here, Coach Anderson. What have you learned over the years when it comes to wanting to improve after week one? You know, win or loss, you know, there's always that temptations to make a lot of fixes. What are your thoughts on that?
I think for me, I want to eliminate the mistakes, you know. I guess I couldn't say eliminate, but I want to really, really be mindful of the mistakes, right? You know, like I was telling our quarterback, you know, if there's nothing there, just throw it away, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't really know what we're doing before we go out there, ask questions. I said, man, we got timeouts, right? You know, I trust you guys to use the timeouts wisely in that case, right? Don't just go out there and run a play, right, or waste it down when everybody's unsure, you know? So I think that's the biggest thing, is just that kind of the repetition now, and say, hey, okay, we ran this. Okay, coach, I really wasn't sure. Now kind of shoring up some of those mishaps and ensuring that we kind of cut down the mistakes that we can prevent.
Waterloo East hosting Des Moines North at Memorial Stadium this Friday night. DeCarlos, best of luck against the Polar Bears.
Thanks, sir.
DeCarlos Anderson, nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we'll talk Wahawk football with Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. When we come back, this is the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it.
But
and when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Joining us now is the head coach for Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore. Waterloo West beating Waterloo East 56-12 in the season opener at Memorial Stadium last Friday night. And coach, you took advantage of some East mistakes and were able to just pull away as the game progressed.
Yeah, we definitely did. Especially in that second quarter. You know, first quarter, we had some mistakes on our own that we could have capitalized on that we'd take advantage of. You know, they started to get off real well. I think they had like a 12 to 15 play drive. They kept converting on third down. It was some couple that was tipped up and they caught it and they made some plays on third. We shut them down first down, shut them down second down, then they convert on third. But, you know, they had some good athletes out there, played well, but we finally got off the field, offense get in there and we get down to, you know, fourth down. I decided to go for it. Something we worked on, but we didn't work on enough with a quarterback sneak and had some penalties there, so we didn't get it. So, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot in the first half, first quarter. Once we got things rallied up and got going, I thought we did a great job.
You made the decision to go with Brady Dean at quarterback. What was the thought process in having Dean be your signal caller?
You know, it was a very tough decision. Both guys have done a very good job. Both were smart guys. I think Brady just had a little more arm strength and a little more quickness that gave us. When it came to making plays and making good decisions, they both were about the same. We feel confident in both. Wesley Evans is a great quarterback, and if we ever need him, we know we can depend on him. And that's good to have two guys. You know, I've been through seasons where we only had one, and if one went down, we were in trouble. I think we got great confidence in both quarterbacks if we need either one of them.
Well, Brady Dean scored on a 2-yard run. You're up 6-0. East ties the game, but then back come the Wallhawks right before the end of the first half. It's Dean connecting with Torian Doss, 57-yard touchdown pass, and then you get a big interception by Nathaniel Klein, which set up a 15-yard touchdown pass from Dean to Nathaniel Klein's brother, Andrew Klein.
Yeah, and, you know, before that, too, you know, when I talk about the mistakes, we had two long touchdowns called back. Both were at least 60, 70 yards apiece. They were back-to-back. The first one was on a personal foul, so they got called back on us, and then the second one was our guy stepped out of bounds. He was going down the sideline and stepped out of bounds. So both of those got called back. They were back-to-back plays. We're really blocked well by our offense. And then we finally kind of figured it out and turned it on a little bit, and guys start, you know, settling down, which was good, and then start making some plays. But, you know, East had some great teams out there. They played well, and it was a good competition there.
Did you make any big adjustments at halftime as you outscore East 27-0 in that third quarter?
No, I don't think we made any adjustments. I just think we knew what they were doing after, because, you know, first game, you don't know what anyone's going to do, so you prepare for it all. Once we figured out what they were doing offensively, defensively, I thought our kids kind of settled down and knew what to do. There wasn't any adjustments on our part. Just, hey, you know, they run at the forefront now. We got to be ready for it. You know, as they've been running offensively, they've been spread, you know, a lot of three right, three left, and we had to make sure we adjust to that. So I think that just, it was more that kind of adjustment than any other thing else.
Lonnie Moore is the head coach of Waterloo West, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers. Looking at some of the stats afterwards, Brady Dean is a good debut, 10 for 12 passing, 149 yards, two touchdowns, also rushes for two touchdowns, and Sharon Mormon, eight carries, 92 yards. You guys rushed for over 300 yards as a team.
Yeah, we did a good job in that end, and that's something we're trying to emphasize this year, is making sure we play that physical football. And I thought our guys did a great job. A lot of guys touched the ball. Sharon did a great job when his chance came in. You know, Sharon's a kid where, you know, he's just right behind a couple of people, you know, and some people just a little bit better than him. But he comes to work and practice every day and be ready to go. And his time came. He went in there and showed us what he can do. So I was very happy for Sharon. You know, same thing with, you know, Brady. Brady did a good job of taking care of the ball. You know, we talk about that, and that's one of our goals. As I mentioned, you know, last week, that we turned the ball over way too many times last year. And we want to make sure we take care of it on offense, make good decisions, live what we can do, and just lie from there. But I thought Brady did a good job on that end and putting the ball in his athlete's hands and let them make plays.
All right, Coach Moore, who are the players of the week for Waterloo West?
My players of the week this week starts off with our big stick. It was our Alec Dizzy. It was our kicker. They had a big return, and he was the last one there to make a tackle, and he did a good job for us. Our offensive player of the week was Brady Dean, 11th grader quarterback for us. Again, we talked about, he took care of the ball, did a great job of managing the offense. He was a good offensive player of the week. Our defensive player of the week was Destin McMurray, a 10th grader for us. He played as a linebacker, new to the system out there. Played some safety as a freshman last year. We kind of moved him up closer to the ball. Very dynamic athlete, does a good job for us. Our unit of the week is our backs and tight ends. Our backs and tight ends really did a good job. A lot of guys played in those positions. We got a lot of, we real deep in those areas, and those guys played well. Our scout team player of the week is Keegan Nystrom, and that's a big one for us. Keegan's one of our top players, D2 commitment. When he goes on scout team, he gives us a good look. So he doesn't have that mentality like, I'm too good for everybody when I'm on scout team. So he comes in and does a good job for us. Our JV offensive player of the game was Tucker Sally. We played our JV game on Monday, where our JV team beat East on Monday. Tucker Sally did a good job. He's a 10th grader receiver. And our JV defensive player of the week is Kane Vaughn. He's also a 10th grader, played D-line for us on the defense. Our 9th grade offensive player of the week is Gavin Shallow. The 9th graders played on Saturday versus Dyke New Hartford. Did a good job. Gavin played a good job on offense. And then our defensive player of the game was Caden Grimes. He played a good job on defense with an interception for us.
Coach, I wasn't listening after you said that your kicker had the stick of the week, Alan Dedich. How many times have you said that during your career?
I haven't said that much, and when that situation happened, I was a little worried about it because he haven't had that opportunity. He's been through some tackling drills with us and things, but he never had the opportunity one-on-one, and I wanted to see what he could do. But he went in and made a clean tackle and made a good hit and saved us a score because he was the last one of the defense. And we had some key errors there, too, as we look back at it. Some guys went where they need to be. And he shouldn't even been over there, to be honest, which he wasn't our safety on that side. He came over and did a good job for us.
All right, this week, good opponent, Dubuque Hempstead. They're coming off a 28-7 win over Cedar Rapids, Washington. Hempstead, always physical, and that should be an interesting matchup on the road at Dubuque for you guys at Dalzell Field.
Yeah, we're going to really make some big improvements this week going against Dubuque Hempstead. Both sides of the ball, they play physical football, both sides of the ball. I think defensively they had a really good line. All four guys are pretty stout and played very good there. And they're looking to stop the run. So their defense is geared on stopping the run. They try to man you up on the outside. Offensively, they're going to try to pound it down the middle. They do a lot of double teams up front, and they got a really good running back. I remember him from last year as a sophomore. He's a junior now, and he's a real patient runner. Not too shifty anything. He's more down here and get things done. So left-handed quarterback, he likes to take what you give him. He likes a lot of short routes and screens and things like that. So we got to make sure we're there and wrap up and make some tackles. So it's going to be a challenge for us. We got to make big improvements than we did last week. I thought, you know, the score doesn't dictate how well, you know, we could have played. We just got to make some improvements.
How important is it to set the tone on the road? This will be your first road game of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be very important for us because this is going to be their first home game. So they're going to get a lot of fans there, especially for the first home game. They won last week, so some of the intensity is going to be up. We got to come out and play fast. We got to come out right away at the beginning of the game and play fast and make sure we make some good plays right at the beginning. We can't put ourselves in a hole right at the beginning of the game.
Who do you like between you and I and Iowa State coming up on Saturday?
I like Iowa State. I'm a big Matt Campbell fan. I like Matt Campbell and all the things he's done. Personally, just knowing Matt Campbell, he's a great guy, and I know he's going to get his guys ready and be ready to go.
All right. Question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. What have you learned over the years when it comes to wanting to improve after week one? There's always those temptations to make a lot of fix after that first game.
Well, you know, definitely it's different every year. I think what helps us is we get a scrimmage before the first game, so we get to see some of that stuff before the first game, especially with our depth. We need to go ones-on-ones against another team. So ours is more, you know, watching some of the mistakes that we made. We made some mistakes. Like, we had some times we didn't have 11 guys on the field. You know, you can't have that, especially going this Friday against the Dubuque Hempstead. You can't have that because now we got to waste the time out that we can use later. We got to make some improvements there. We got to see, you know, exactly what some – our schemes, how do they work versus a live offense. So I think just some of the improvements we need to make is just looking to see some of the things that we got to improve on individually and as a team.
Make it out of the game, avoiding the serious injuries.
Yeah, we got out of serious. We got a couple of bumps and bruises. We got, you know, Brandon Baller, our starting tailback and linebacker, is going to be a game time decision. You know, he's kind of bruised up, so we're going to see what happens with him. But everybody else is ready to go. They practice all week, but we'll see what happens with Brandon Baller from there.
All right, Lonnie, good luck to Waterloo West coming up this Friday as you play at Dubuque Hempstead. And let's talk about a victory over the Mustangs next week.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and go Warhawks.
Lonnie Moore, the longtime coach for Waterloo West, nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we'll talk with Brad Schmidt, the Waterloo Columbus head football coach. When we return, we're coming live from Peppers. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
This is the Coach's Huddle here on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you, joined now by the head coach for the Class 1A 7th ranked Waterloo Columbus Sailors, Brad Schmidt. Sailors look good in their season opener. They win at Beckman Catholic 37-0. You post a victory like that. I always like to ask a coach, are you more happy with the offense or the defense?
Defense for sure, Mark. You know, anytime you pitch a shutout, I think that's a job well done. Obviously, if you don't surrender a point, you can't lose. Offensively, you know, we were up and down. I think at this point in the year, typically the defenses are a little bit further along than the offenses are. We were spotty, and I think we have the ability to do some really good things on offense. We've been working to clean some things up this week. But man, yeah, we scored 2 defensive touchdowns and it was fun to watch.
They had a new coaching staff or a new head coach, I should say. Did they throw anything at you that you weren't really expecting maybe?
No, not really. I mean, it was a lot of what, you know, what they did last year, kind of. I mean, I told you last week, we watched some WOPSI film, and defensively we got what we thought we were going to get in a 4-4 defense with one high safety. And our quarterback played extremely well. I mean, I think 13 for 15, and I mean, that's pretty efficient.
But Mason Knipp had a dominant game. On both sides of the football, he had 7.5 tackles, and he was a man among boys, it seemed like.
You know, I've told a number of people, I've watched a lot of football, I've played a lot of football, and I've coached a lot of football, and that performance he put on tape this past Friday is the most dominant performance I've ever seen. I mean, I've been telling people for a while, he's the best football player I've coached. You know, I mean, we've had some good ones over the past few years, but having a guy that puts his hand in the dirt and is that good, I mean, that he's a game wrecker, not a game changer. I mean, he wrecks games. There's numerous plays where he's putting the guard into the lap of the mesh point of the quarterback and the running back, where, I mean, he's tackling 3 guys essentially, you know, and then on offense, I'm not kidding you, Mark. He knocks a guy down every play. And, you know, it's fun to watch. He's a humble kid. I don't know which side of the ball he's better on, but, man, I'm glad that he is on our team.
High praise from Brad Schmidt, the head coach for the Waterloo Columbus Sailors here on the Coach's Huddle. Some of the highlights for Columbus, Carter Lockhart, your quarterback, picks up a touchdown in the first quarter. You're up 7-0. Then you get a defensive touchdown. Aiden Hosh on a pick, returned 10 yards for a score. You're up 14-0. And did you have a sense that you guys were kind of controlling the game at that point?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we pinned them deep on a punt. Then, you know, we told them all week they were going to have trouble running the ball on us. I think that's going to be our strength is us. You know, that's what we focus on, stopping the run on the defensive side. And we've really focused on the back half, getting in good drops and, you know, reading their keys and getting to where they need to be, where, you know, I had a perfect view on it. And Aiden, you know, who's really, I told him, he's probably made the biggest strides from this year to, or from last year to this year. You know, he's a smart kid. He's athletic. His eyes were where they needed to be. He got in his drop, and I mean, the quarterback didn't see him. He read the play like a book. It was a slant route right off his backside, and he went. And I mean, he caught it right out of the air, and it was as soon as the ball was thrown, we knew it was six the other way. So, so happy for him. You know, the work he's put in, and you know, just a great. He's one of the kids that I talked about last week. That, you know, he didn't have a huge role for us last year. But man, he's definitely checking boxes this year.
Waterloo Columbus meeting Beckman Catholic, 37-0. You know, a lot of guys contributed in the game. This is always impressive in the high school level. Thomas Steele, a 45-yard field goal. That's a long high school kick. And Trey Robinson also scored a defensive touchdown as he had a strip and returned the ball 33 yards for a score.
Yeah, that was maybe the most excited I've ever seen the sideline when Trey, it was a unique play where we blitzed, you know, Dan Knipp called a heck of a game on the defensive side of the ball. We blitzed Nick Merrifield off the edge, and the quarterback didn't have anybody open. The guys in the secondary did a good job covering. Nick strips the ball out. Trey's rushing the quarterback. It falls right into his hands, and then he rumbles and runs away from a guy for, you know, a 35-yard touchdown. And, you know, what was so good to see is the, you know, not only the sideline going nuts when a big man scores a touchdown, but his teammates were so happy for him. So that was awesome. And then, like you said, you know, Steele, just some, you know, I mean, it was kind of an up and down camp for Thomas, where it was like he just needed a little bit of, you know, I mean, I told him to keep his head down, and he went from, he's super athletic. The kid's a state long jump participant. And he was too athletic to be inconsistent. We told him to keep his head down, and it was amazing the difference. And Thomas, yes, he came out. Not only did he kick extremely well, you know, PATs, place kicking, punting, but man, offensively and defensively, he was a dog out there. And, you know, we're looking forward to Thomas, you know, getting after it here in the coming weeks.
Brad Schmidt, the head coach of Waterloo Columbus, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. And so it's a happy bus trip back to Waterloo for the Sailors as they beat Beckman Catholic 37-0. Now your home opener Friday as you host Durant. Durant losing 42-0 to Lisbon in their season opener. Durant been kind of down last couple of years. You'll be the big favorite. How do you avoid complacency?
Yeah, you just got to tell the kids. I mean, week by week, you gotta have the same mindset Monday through Thursday, really Saturday through Thursday. You know, as to how you're taking your preparation. You know, how you prepare for a team. It shouldn't differ based on what the team does, what they run. You know, is an odd front, is an even front? Are they spread? Do they go wing T? Shouldn't matter, you know. So this week we've really focused on ourselves, gotten back to the fundamentals. And they say, you know, you make the biggest jumps from week one to week two, where we really dissected that film from this past week. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff we got to clean up. And, you know, our kids are hungry. We have a really good group of kids that they want to be great. And, you know, we're continually pushing those guys to make sure that they take pride in their preparation throughout the week. You know, and if you do that, you know, we're trying to PR, set personal records every day, you know, not just on the field, but in the classroom, you know, community, be competitors. And that's kind of the message that we've conveyed to these kids. And, you know, it's a great group. They listen to what we tell them to do.
Well, this Saturday, big game I know you're interested in, you and I, on the road at Iowa State. So far, out of the Metro coaches, two have picked Iowa State, one has picked you and I. Who are you liking in this game?
Who picked you and I?
Mr. Brad Remmert.
Coach Remmert picked you and I, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think you and I will cover the spread. I don't know. I don't know what the spread is. But
hey, don't talk gambling when we're talking Iowa State.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Mark. I should have known better. But no, I'm glad it's here. I'll be interested to see, you know, how Iowa State fares. You know, I mean, obviously Coach Clanton being from UNI, so that'll be interesting. But Coach Farley always has those guys ready to roll week one. So,
all right, our question of the night, as we're talking with Brad Schmidt, the Waterloo Columbus football coach, what have you learned over the years when it comes to wanting to improve after week one? There's always that temptation to fix, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, I think you just gotta trust the process. I know that's a very cliche phrase in coaching, but you know, when you come back to it, you look at the film. What do we need to improve on? How do you do that? Okay, well, you got to go back to the fundamentals: blocking, tackling, executing, being disciplined, going back to practice, really focusing on your individual time offensively, defensively, and special teams. And really, you're not trying to reinvent the wheel. I mean, week one was week one. We're on to week two. Football is football. At the end of the day, you know, I don't think it's the plays or the this or that, you know, the adjustments you need to make. At the end of the day, we need to improve what we do. And like I always say, it's those three things. It's the blocking, the tackling, and the executing.
Sailors healthy going into Friday?
Yes, we're healthy. Knock on wood. Yep, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, Brad Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck. Hope you guys have a good performance against Durant as you try to go to 2-0 with as you host Durant at McLaughlin Field.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Brad Schmidt. He's the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. And I just want to point out, if you missed any of the interviews or you want to hear the show again, tomorrow morning you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. All right, so we're about to wrap it up here on the Coach's Huddle for this second week of the high school football season. And again, we'll be here every Wednesday night breaking it down with the Metro coaches. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and, of course, our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This week for the Metro teams, Friday, big game at the Unidome. Cedar Falls, number 8 in the state in Class 5A. They host number 3, Johnston. You can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI. Pregame show, 6:45. Kickoff around 7:30. Waterloo East has a home game as the Trojans look for their first win of the year as they host the Polar Bears of Des Moines North. North is 1-0. Waterloo West, coming off that big win over Waterloo East, they'll be on the road in Dubuque to take on Hempstead and Waterloo Columbus. As we just heard from Coach Schmidt, they will be at home as they host Durant at McLaughlin Field. So that's what's on tap for the Metro teams coming up this week. Big thank you to our sponsors. Big thank you to Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Steve Plummer, manager extraordinaire. Great hospitality here. Thanks to all the coaches, Brad Remmert, to Carlos Anderson, Lonnie Moore, Brad Schmidt. Thanks to Cole Bear, helping us out back at the station, setting everything up. And that will do it for the Coach's Huddle. Hope you enjoyed our program. We'll be back next Wednesday night at 6. Until then, I'm Mark Simpson, and you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.